old boys ain't much for working. Two shots on a barrel, they're talking about bourbon, talking about a few other things that they don't know. If you've got a question, no need to ask. They don't have a clue, so raise your glass. Take a sip with the Bold Brothers. Now it's on with the show. From the heart of central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bold Brothers.
What's up, everybody? Back and business. It's the Bold Brothers, Jimbo, J-Bo, for another episode of Two Shots on a Barrel. Man, I got to tell you, my belly is full, J-Bo. I've got a nice pour and that we're going to talk about, but kudos to our guest and our location tonight, J-Bo.
I tell you what, we're fancy like tonight. We're not in a studio environment. We're outside under a nice covered deck here at Rosewood Country Club. And we're sitting here with Timothy Wheatley at Rosewood Bar and Grill. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, brother?
What's up, guys?
Good stuff, good stuff. You can't hear?
No gotcha. Sound.
We'll get you all set up here.
Wait a minute. Go. Let's see what we got now. You got anything there?
There it is.
There we go. Good stuff, man. All welcome right. to the show, man. We've been wanting you on here for a long time. Long time.
Kudos on the food tonight, man. The fajitas, the chicken quesadillas, fajitas, I'm screwing that all up. But I can tell you it was good. Regardless, if I screw the name up, you can't screw up that taste. It was outstanding.
And what was the name of the shrimp that I had?
It's the fired up shrimp.
Fired up shrimp. See, I didn't know mine either.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Good stuff, man. It's a pleasure. You know, I've been out to Rosewood quite a few times in my life, man, and you're killing it out here, dude.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, such an unbelievable, just a great feel to Rosewood. For those people that are out there listening in, I won't hesitate to say, J-Bo, this is the premier spot in Marion County, Bourbon Country, Rosewood Bar and Grill. People come from all around for this.
That's right, and being just off the Bourbon Trail, man, this is a happening place to be. If you want some great cuisine, did I say that right?
Cuisine.
You didn't
it's too,
say. You,
it's too what, fancy.
Say that again for me.
I can't say it, dude. I don't know if it's the bourbon or what, but it's fantastic. I'm a burger guy, so it's better. So, man, coming out here and getting some nice, fancy
did
food.
Did you say cuisine?
You say it. You say
it's
it.
Called say it again.
Yeah, the way he said it messed me up.
Yeah, it did, man. I'm like, I say that word all the time. You say cruising.
You can't make fun of somebody if you can't say it yourself. So it's hard to say.
You're killing me.
The food was excellent.
So we got a nice little pour going on here, Timothy. J-Bo brought some Basil Hayden, and it's a toast. So there's a big to do about this bourbon. Of course, a Jim Beam product,
right?
And you didn't like it, first of all, J-Bo.
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Where'd your pour go?
That's a good question. That's a dang good question.
That has never happened. I usually just go ahead and drink it if I like it or not. But tonight, it was the Basil Hayden toast and that I've waited forever to try.
Yeah.
Really let me down. And then my buddy Timothy brought a bottle in of the Yellowstone 2021, and I'm like, screw this, dude. I'm going for his bottle. I actually tossed mine off the side of the balcony there.
Let the record show, Timothy, you and I are staying with Hayden toasted. We're going to finish this stuff out.
Well, let me tell you something. I love Basil Hayden. Probably my top two favorite go-to bourbons. But there's something about the toast, it's not my favorite. Not my favorite at all. Not even the top 50.
I got to tell you, the first sip I had, I was like, oh, wait a minute. It was almost like, I mean, and we've never, by the way, Timothy, ever been a podcast that gets into the, how does this taste kind of bourbon crap. But when I first tasted it, I was like, it was like it went to a water taste, almost like a no taste. Don't shoot us, Jim Beam. I mean, we love Basil Hayden. Yeah, it's just it's an interesting taste. Your thoughts on it, Tim?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of. Nothing. I don't know if it's missing flavor.
Right.
I prefer the regular Basil Hayden.
Yeah.
It's actually, I think Basil.
Oh no. See?
I'm not 100% sure, but
we can't say anything.
I had a rep tell me that. I've always called it Basil Hayden.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. Well, yeah, I've always been, but, I mean, yeah,
but we're, you know,
I don't know.
Either way.
I would say cuisine, but I'm
Dude, you need to get off that cuisine.
Yeah, man, so I can't do it.
You've got me completely warped. I'll never be able to say that word again.
I'm telling you.
Let's talk Rosewood.
Yes.
Man, this is, we've talked about it. Dude, unbelievable job you do out here. People come from everywhere. Let's take us back though a step or two. Let's tell everybody who you are, man, and how did you get into the restaurant gig and Rosewood Bar and Grill?
So it's really kind of wild. Cooking has always been a passion of mine. You know, when me and my friends would get together, I'm the guy. They throw me, "You're grilling out. You're on the grill. You're cooking." So I always enjoyed it. I guess the way I ended up here, I told one of my buddies who just happened to be the owner of Rosewood Sun, you know, years ago that I was interested in the restaurant business and that I would like to get into it eventually. I was thinking, you know, closer to retirement, doing a little sandwich shop or you know, a little sports bar, right, or something like that. But I had an opportunity. I didn't really have a lot going on. I'd actually managed a Sherwin-Williams paint store for several years, about seven. Mike Godey, that owns all this out here, he contacted me one day and just said he had an opportunity for me.
So what you're saying is you owe it all to Adam.
Yeah,
is that
pretty,
what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
I mean,
gotcha.
Like, I'm forever grateful to the Godies for giving me the opportunity. Yeah, they are good people. And Mike's a businessman. You know, I'll never forget, he called me up and asked me if I was ready to grow up.
Really?
Yeah. I said, it's, you know, now or never, you know, it's never a better time. So, anyways, I took the opportunity and here we are almost 8 years later. Definitely been a lot of bumps in the road. I mean, that first probably 6-8 months, I was ready to pull my hair out.
Sure.
I didn't think I would make it, but I've had a lot of good help along the way. I mean, that's what it takes for any business to be successful, is just having the people that care.
You know, notoriously, you know, restaurant business, when you look at the lists of businesses that are most difficult to sustain, probably at the top of that list is the restaurant business. You talked about bumping the roads, but I mean, listen, when you've been able to sustain it for 8 years, dude, I mean, you got something cooking, you got something doing right. What's your recipe for success?
I mean, my big thing coming in, and Mike gave me a ton of good advice. You know, I mean, he's ran businesses. He bought a farm and built a golf course. People told him he was crazy, you know. And look, I mean, here it is. He put he and his wife and daughter ran this restaurant for a couple years. I mean, he's doing his heating and air business and running a golf course and a restaurant all at the same time. You know, it got to be a little too much for him. But anyways, I kind of got off track there. But basically just leading by example. And that's one thing I said I was going to do when I opened the doors, was just to learn how to do everything. You know, be able to cook, wait tables, bartend, wash dishes, do it all, and let my people, show my people how I wanted them to work, and it's worked out
so
pretty well.
Man, it's amazing. I remember your very first day here when you opened up, and I've always been a big fan of you. You know that.
Appreciate it.
One thing that I was worried about in the last 8 years was this past year with COVID. You managed to keep rocking all through COVID. You didn't stop.
We were,
except when you got COVID. That was it.
Right, yeah.
That was it.
We were blessed. I mean, we still are. I mean, the support that we had from our community and surrounding communities, like during COVID, we adapted our business. Obviously, we had a few shutdowns on the inside, so killed our liquor, you know, alcohol business for sure, which is a big part of it. But we had a ton of people do curbside pickup orders, and I was able to keep on damn near a full staff, you know, during that entire period. So it was good. You know, my kitchen crew and everybody stayed on. I didn't lose any there. I know a lot of restaurants, it was hard on them, and you know, and then they weren't able to get that help back when they opened back up. But like I said, just a ton of local support, and we greatly appreciate it.
And one thing about Timothy here, man, he doesn't just focus on Rosewood and his restaurant here. He also cares about local restaurants, his fellow competitors. I mean, I've seen this guy do stuff for Big Papa's Smokehouse. He reaches out, buys from them as much as he can. You know, he reaches out to other restaurants in a time of need to give back. And that's one thing about Timothy. I don't know if you knew about that, but he is all about Marion County and taking care of each and every one of them.
And I think that's pretty cool. You know, when we've talked to, since we've been doing Two Shots, we've talked to a lot of the bourbon guys. You know, whether it be Matt Jackson with Preservation or Steve Nally with Barnstown Bourbon Company or whoever, Denny Potter with Maker's Mark. And that's a cool thing that you hear with those guys is the collaboration, the almost a brotherhood. And it sounds like that's what you've got going on here.
Definitely. We do. I mean, we try. James and Lori from Big Papa's, they come out here and eat all the time. My wife and I try to take the kids out there as much as we can. We try to support Cedarwood and Hennings before they close down, and just any of the local restaurants. I mean, we all try to support each other. We're all in it together, you know. And then if we ever need product or, you know, a lot of, you know, our dry goods, plastic products or anything like that, we swap out and try to help each other out, keep each other running.
Awesome, man. Good stuff. Good stuff.
So I'd like to know some other things about Timothy. I know you're a family man, which is cool. I know you know, other than a restaurant guy, there's got to be some other things, some interesting things to learn about you. And so I think that's going to be a cool part of today's show, J-Bo, is we get to find out some of those things. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I can't wait to hear about this new little baby girl.
We had the chance to meet the whole family on our way in.
Sweetie.
So a lot of things we're going to find out about Timothy Wheatley and Rosewood Bar and Grill, and it's kind of our opportunity to kind of learn about the man who's quite honestly done one hell of a job of building, I think, the premier restaurant spot in Marion County on the Bourbon Trail. So we'll do that coming up next. But right now, let's get to our sponsors of Two Shots on a Barrel. Back right after this break. Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Barnstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling in Big Old Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions, Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. He'll check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
run. You know, another cool thing about Billy Taft, he loves bourbon, and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big Old Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
Tired of paying rent? Do you dream of owning your own home? Now's the time to make that dream a reality. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Have you outgrown your current home? Need more space? Or just the opposite? Are you looking to downsize? Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Whether buying or selling, now is the time. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns Realtor, Exit Realty Bluegrass, 270-402-4036. Call or text Lisa Kearns, the helpful agent.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
Hey, the Bow Brothers are back in action, and we could not do it without our good buddy Terry Woolley. And what a comeback Terry Woolley is making, J-Bo.
Hey, the little birdie told me he has a new CD coming out very soon. Possibly a Christmas album, possibly a religious album. I hope he does both.
Absolutely. And right now, he's got so many great songs out there. You can check them all out on Spotify, iTunes, you name it. You can go and get all of the music from Terry Woolley, or you can go to his website. That is terrywoolley.com. He's a great friend of Two Shots on a Barrel. We love that guy. Go check him out today.
That's right. It's terrywoolley.com.
Didn't take me long, couple years or so. Decided to make a brand new.
It's a Bow Brothers for Sunnyside Saloon. What's Sunnyside Saloon? It is just the best Airbnb in Bourbon Country. It's located at 125 North Depot Street in Lebanon, Kentucky. And J-Bo, it's also the home for Two Shots on a Barrel.
We love this place, and I'm sure you're going to love it as well, especially if you're on the bourbon trail hitting all the distilleries. This is the perfect place to drop your bourbon off, stay the night, and do it all again the next day.
If you want more information on Sunnyside Saloon, it's easy. Go to the World Wide Web, sunnysidesaloon.com. You'll be able to check it all out, make your reservations, and then spend your time in Bourbon Country while resting in the prime spot that is Sunnyside Saloon. Two Shots on a Barrel, Jimbo, J-Bo, hanging out at Rosewood with Timothy Wheatley. We got a brand new sponsor, J-Bo.
Who's that?
It is the Don Spalding McCauley Law Office. What about that? Located 144 West Main Street in Lebanon, Kentucky, specializing in criminal, bankruptcy, domestic relations, family law, personal injury, 692-0684. We thank Don McCauley, she can throw a mean bell of damn hay, too.
Let me tell you how tough this lady is. A couple years ago, she was out, and she broke both ankles, broke both of them. She still went to court, walked in the court, laid the law down, wow, and then walked back to her office when she's finished. That's how tough she is.
I would not want to mess with her, but I would want her on my side. Definitely. if needed to be for any legal stuff. So you can call Don Spotty McCauley at 692. That's area code 270-692-0684. This is a legal advertisement or whatever the official crap you're supposed to say.
Yeah, we don't stuff.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is.
We can't even say cuisine.
Dude, you're killing me.
I got you're trying
to. You're like cuisine. In the break.
Cuisine. Is that better?
Both Timothy cuisine. And I were right there. We could say it again, and now you done screwed us up again.
We're not fancy-like.
Jeez. Hanging out at Rosewood Bar and Grill. This place is so damn cool, and we're on the back porch. What do you call this? Do you call this a back porch or
patio?
What?
Patio.
Yeah. It's absolutely a great place to have a meal or come out and have some drinks. So fantastic. But
you know what the best part about Rosewood tonight is? When we walked in and there was this sweet little baby girl waiting there and just smiling at us. I looked at her and I was like, look, whatever you want, I'm going to get it for you. I'm going to get it for you. And it turns out it's Timothy's little baby girl. Yep. What's her name?
Greta.
Yep. Also, man, she is beautiful. How old is she?
She's 7 months.
Seven months old. Dude, she already knows how to get what she wants. I mean, she looked at us with this big old grin like, give me your money. I'm like, all right, you got it.
She had this cute little cap thing, fancy, you know, already showing the diva side.
And you got more kids than just her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got two boys as well. I got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, one that just turned 4 a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
So how's the balance, you know, being a successful restaurant owner and being a family, being a dad? How do you balance all that?
It's been tough, honestly. I mean, and you know, my kids are getting to the age where they're just getting into sports. Both of my boys started soccer this year.
Were you a sports guy growing up?
Yeah. Soccer was kind of just starting up when I was younger. So I did play a little bit. I was big into basketball. I was actually a band nerd too. I was in band.
What was your go-to instrument?
I'm a trumpet player.
Nice.
I still play every now and then. I was a big, after high school, I played in a lot of weddings and stuff over the years. So, I still enjoy it occasionally.
That's cool, man. You don't get that everywhere. You don't learn that just coming out here for dinner, right?
That's right.
But yeah, I'm big on basketball, so I definitely want to get my boys into that. But it's been hard, you know. Well, fortunately, I've had the help and you know, the people where I can take off some during the week to go to games and things like that when they do have them. And just actually recently hired a new kitchen manager. I've never had a kitchen manager. It's weird saying that.
Right.
But, I guess you call him.
Your replacement.
Yeah, he's like a, I guess he's my executive chef / kitchen manager. So he's kind of taking control of the kitchen.
I think he just walked out here.
It's actually him. We're just talking
awesome
about
man.
So he's this is his third week here, and he's taking a huge load off of me. So, you know, and I'm right now we're in the process of moving. I got a lot going on, so I can be home and be with the family and do things that I need to get done and not have to worry about the kitchen because
Now, I bet you he wouldn't have taken the job if he knew he had to wear Beetlejuice pants to work. I bet you.
I think that's his favorite part. He asked me to order him more.
Third person. That's awesome, man. Good stuff, man. Halloween early in the kitchen.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff, man. So how are you liking your first – is this your first week as being executive?
Third week.
How's it going?
It's going great. I got it.
Great. Gotcha, man. So what's been the hardest part so far about being an executive chef?
Executive chef. Just learning. Like what we're working on right now is the ordering, just getting the ordering schedule down and scheduling all the kitchen staff.
Gotcha. How's it to work with such a mean-ass boss there? I mean, it's got to be kind of tough.
Terrible. No, I'm just kidding. Timmy's great. I mean, we've worked together for the last 7 years.
Great. So that's cool. It's just like a brother then.
Oh yeah, great guy.
Good stuff, man.
So officially, have we heard his name or did the bourbon escape me?
Dennis Perry.
Dennis,
I don't think I told you his
name. Dennis Perry. All right,
Dennis Perry.
Where's one more bourbon at?
We need another glass, man.
Yeah, we'll definitely get.
Grab a glass. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. So, yeah, because that's when we get to find out stuff about Timothy. So you got to catch up though. You got to do a quick shot, right?
So you mentioned that you're moving this week. So how's this? How's the wife enjoying doing podcasts and working all the time, and while she has the three kids and unpacking houses? How's that working out for you?
Well, it's working. It's working.
All right.
So she told me last week that she needed me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, through Thursday this week, and I let her know we have the podcast going. Right. Got me all day Wednesday until 5:30. So
that's awesome, man.
But yeah, I mean we're getting there. It's just a lot. It's pretty overwhelming, and we're downsizing. The house we're moving into is about half the size of the one we're in now. So we just got to find a place for stuff.
Right,
that's the big thing. So we'll get there.
Definitely.
So we got two flavors for you. We've got a Yellowstone. Well, we've also got the toasted, which it's been on mixed reviews. We should say tonight. We just hope that you wouldn't do what J-Bo did, and that's ruin good bourbon by throwing it in the yard.
See, that's where you messed up, that part about the good part.
Listen, it's bourbon, so you're immediately starting out at good, and you go up from there.
No.
That's right?
Yep.
I've had some chocolate barley, if you don't
remember. Well, I remember that.
Yeah, the chocolate barley bourbon.
Best I recall, you liked the chocolate barley better than you did coffee, though.
Oh, yes. Good point. But I think I spit the coffee out as well, but here we are. Here we are. Look, if you don't like it, why drink it? Move on, and you got other options of better juice. Let's move on, man.
You could have poured it in my glass.
Exactly.
I didn't think you all would like it either. I mean,
again, I believe in not throwing good stuff away.
Well, I need to leave room for the good stuff. I don't want to fill myself up with the bad stuff, man.
All right, speaking of good stuff, Rosewood Bar and Grill. What do you think over there?
Love it. It's delicious.
Good stuff, man.
Good drinks. I'm enjoying listening to you guys talk.
Good stuff. So a lot of good things happening here at Rosewood. I know you, Timothy, you were talking about, obviously, this man to your right being a big part of that. But you mentioned next year a lot of big things coming down.
Yeah, we have some stuff in the works. I mean, we haven't made the final decision on things yet, but we're looking at, not to let the cat out of the bag, but we're looking at doing a Sunday brunch.
Ooh, good.
At some point, you know, the Sunday Monday deal is that those are our 2 days off normally, and there's not a whole lot of dining in Lebanon on Sunday and Monday, so we're trying to fill that void, and we think it'll go over really well. Dennis has some good ideas, and he's willing to do it, and so yeah, look for that probably first of the year.
Awesome.
And he's also, you know, we're talking about doing some kind of seasonal menu changes, or maybe, you know, a few times a year anyways, keeping our staple items, just to mix it up a little bit and give everybody a little, you know, different flavor. So
gotcha.
Give our guests something new.
Yeah,
something
definitely, different. Definitely.
And it also, I mean, so that's front of the house. Back of the house, it gives my cooks, you know, our cooks the opportunity to cook something new. So they get to learn. They get to get out of their mundane routine.
Yeah. Oh, another steak.
Doing the same menu.
Yeah.
Well, the steaks won't be going away.
I love steaks. Yeah,
they're not going anywhere. That's our steak.
Oh, my gosh, it's good.
Yeah, we're keeping steaks. But we'll look at rotating some of the other stuff off the menu.
So you all have, at times, a full restaurant, 30-minute wait sometimes, and you have two party rooms to where they're usually full. How is it even possible? I mean, I can't wrap my head around how you even keep it straight, much less get it out.
Yeah,
it sounds like he wants a job. Yeah,
no, not at all.
You can find out. We're hiring. You can find out.
I've always said it's, it's organized chaos, and sometimes it's not so organized. But
yeah, it gets
that's
done.
What we work toward every day, is to be more organized. But, yeah, I mean, I wish we could have a camera in the kitchen and let people see, let the customers see, like, what actually goes on. Because, you know, when you have a full restaurant, there's whatever, you know, we call it an open count. It's any people that are seated that have not put an order back to the kitchen yet. They have an open menu. There's times when it can be 50 or more with another 30 or 40 or 50 on a wait. And then when you got our party rooms full and stuff, it's a lot for, you know, we got four guys back there. You know, we have a fry cook, a grill cook, and a saute guy. And then we have what we call an expo who kind of coordinates everything, plate stuff, and just helps, you know, that they're vital, you know,
right,
when we're busy like that. But it is amazing how, you know, four people,
yes,
can put out food for that many people, and, you know, quality food. And, you know, that's what we strive for.
It's absolutely unreal how good the food is here. Unreal. There's nobody that can touch it anywhere around here. I mean, if you're on the Bourbon Trail and you're fresh out of a distillery and you're looking to fill up that belly, I mean, you're not far from Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
How far are you?
It's about a 10-minute drive.
10-minute drive.
Yeah, it's right down the road.
You're about 2 minutes from Limestone.
Yep.
You're about 30 minutes from Logsdale Distillery. I mean, you're right here, man. It's just fantastic.
So one of the things you mentioned, Mike Godey, and obviously the golf course is a humongous part of, you know, you got beautiful homes out here. You got a beautiful golf course. And one of the things you hear people I tried to play golf years ago. It's terrible, so I don't play now. I could drive a mean golf cart. But with that said, you hear a lot of people talk about this golf course being a fantastic golf course. So when you've got a fantastic golf course that's going to bring people from all around, which means they're going to come to Rosewood Bar and Grill, so you have to see people from everywhere. What's some of those common themes you hear from people when they eat the food here and then they leave and they're like, because I know what I would say, I would be like, that's one of the best damn steaks I've ever had in my life. But what's the common theme you hear from those folks?
Yeah, I mean, basically that. I mean, we get a ton of groups that come back. I mean, nothing against the golf course. I mean, the golf course is beautiful, obviously, but they come here and they come back because of the restaurant, and that's what we hear from them. And we have some really good groups. I mean, we just had a couple in last week that come every year. They come three times a year, actually, and they love the food, and they tell us about it every time, and then, you know, tell us that we're doing a great job. So we really appreciate them, appreciate their business. They're coming. Most of the groups come from Louisville, Cincinnati area, Lexington, you know, Northern Kentucky, that kind of stuff. So
it's a great place for like boy trips, girl trips.
Oh, yeah.
Come out, go golfing, stay at the cabins or the motel there, and then you at night you can go swimming in the indoor pool, and then come up here and have a meal. I mean, it's the perfect getaway.
Yeah.
Without getting away, right here in Marion County.
Yeah, it's a win-win for Mike and I for sure. I mean, like I said, the golfers come back for the restaurant, and the course. You know, they love it. I mean, there's not many places in the state where you can drive a golf cart to your cabin to a full service restaurant and bar. And
you don't have to worry about you don't have to worry about leaving.
Right,
it's all right here. Everything you need.
Have a few drinks and not worry about getting behind the wheel of a car. You know, so it's a win win.
I mean, it's just like five stumbles to your room,
right,
from the restaurant. It's great.
Roll off the hill. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There,
it's good to go.
Yeah, yeah,
good stuff.
This is it's such a neat place. What's your, you know, I know we got Dennis here too, but what's your go to if you're like somebody says I gotta have.
You're good.
The best, not the best, but I've got to have the Timothy special tonight. Man. I've got to have, like, if Timothy wants a go-to at Rosewood Barn Grill, I've got to have that tonight. What is it going to be? And then I want to know what Dennis's would be.
Man, I feel like they're going to be way different. I enjoy it all, honestly, and I'm not just saying, you know, I feel like our menu overall, you can't go wrong. Jeremy had the fired up shrimp tonight.
I stole mine.
Drink some more bourbon, J-Bo. So, you're seeing things. Timothy's pointing.
I was just pointing.
I saw you point that way. I'm like,
fired up shrimp. It's so tough to nail down just one item. I would say our staple item is our ribeye. That's what we sell the most of. Our 12-ounce ribeye. We also have a 16 as well.
Wow.
That's what I would go with. I mean, but as far as, you know, our fired up shrimp, we offer it as an appetizer and as a meal. And then our spinach artichoke dip we make in-house.
Oh,
those are our two best-selling appetizers.
Gotcha.
By far. We sell the heck out of them. And then, our ribeye, we hand-cut. They're Angus choice. It starts with good quality. That would probably be my go-to with the ribeye. Throw a little sautéed onions and mushrooms on there. And
so Dennis is kind of laughing over there, J-Bo.
Well, since Tim covered the entire menu, I'll go ahead and do the only thing that's left. I'll say our specials. So I love our weekend specials. So that gives us a chance to show our creativity.
Yeah.
Just use items that we don't get to use every day. Do something new. Do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't mention the herb salmon. I know there's a lot of people out there that will probably be mad at us if we don't mention the herb salmon. So
yeah,
herb salmon as well.
And it's actually just went back on the full time menu a few months ago. So it was off for a year or two. I caught a lot of flack over that.
What is that that creamy sauce that you put on it?
You
can't tell me.
That's it's in the name.
It's not Thousand Island, right?
It is so good.
It's all in the name.
It's all in the name.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, man.
So essentially, when I come to Rosewood and you guys have a special, then what you're telling me, Dennis, is I need to think long and hard of going away from that special. I need to hit that special unless I'm going to go a steak.
Yeah, I would encourage anybody to try our specials out here.
Yeah. That's
and
cool.
I mean, they're only going to get better.
Yeah.
So now that Dennis is here, I mean, I got someone that can focus on that kind of stuff. And, I mean, like this weekend we're doing chicken marsala. We haven't done that, and it's been a long time. And he's had a sample. He asked if y'all were getting food when I was back in the kitchen earlier, and I said, yeah, they've already eaten. And what'd they have? So I tell him, and he's like, you didn't push the special. Why didn't you give them the chicken marsala? You know,
like you guys would have loved the ribeye burgers.
Yeah,
so we take and we grind the same exactly what our steaks are.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That Angus choice, we grind that up and make that into ribeye burgers.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, it just falls apart.
Really? We're going to get one of those next time.
So delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to
make. Let's take a quick break. Come back with our third segment and. Have some fun before we get off here and drink some more bourbon.
Let's do it. You can keep on talking for a minute while our little outro music goes there.
Yeah.
Tell everybody how much fun you're having tonight at
Rosewood. Having a great time. I wish you brought cigars for all of us, man.
I'm chewing on one, but honestly, it's not as good as smoking it. We got a lot of great shows in line for Two Shots on a Barrel. You're just going to want to stick around. But we're having a lot of fun tonight for sure at Rosewood Bar and Grill, hanging out with my man, Timothy Wheatley. J-Bo, leave the kids alone. Leave the kids. Okay, here comes the kids. We're drinking bourbon, J-Bo. All right, more Two Shots on the way.
Come over here.
Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Bardstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling at Big Old Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. He'll check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
You run. Know another cool thing about Billy Taft? He loves bourbon, and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big Old Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
Tired of paying rent? Do you dream of owning your own home? Now's the time to make that dream a reality. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Have you outgrown your current home? Need more space? Or just the opposite? Are you looking to downsize? Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Whether buying or selling, now is the time. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns Realtor, Exit Realty Bluegrass, 270-402-4036. Call or text Lisa Kearns, the helpful agent.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
Hey, the Bow Brothers are back in action, and we could not do it without our good buddy Terry Woolley. And what a comeback Terry Woolley is making, J-Bo.
Hey, the little birdie told me he has a new CD coming out very soon. Possibly a Christmas album, possibly a religious album. I hope he does both.
Absolutely, and right now he's got so many great songs out there. You can check them all out on Spotify, iTunes, you name it. You can go and get all of the music from Terry Woolley, or you can go to his website. That is terrywoolley.com. He's a great friend of Two Shots on a Barrel. We love that guy. Go check him out today.
That's right. It's terrywoolley.com.
Didn't take me long, couple years or so. Decided to make a brand new.
Hey, it's the Bow Brothers for Sunnyside Saloon. What's Sunnyside Saloon? It is just the best Airbnb in bourbon country. It's located at 125 North Depot Street in Lebanon, Kentucky. And J-Bo, it's also the home for Two Shots on a Barrel.
We love this place, and I'm sure you're going to love it as well, especially if you're on the bourbon trail hitting all the distilleries. This is the perfect place to drop your bourbon off, stay the night, and do it all again the next day.
If you want more information on Sunnyside Saloon, it's easy. Go to the World Wide Web, sunnysidesaloon.com. You'll be able to check it all out, make your reservations, and then spend your time in bourbon country while resting in the prime spot that is Sunnyside Saloon. brought out the heavyweights in segment three, J-Bo.
Heck yes, man. We brought out the important people.
The important we got people. Some legit superstars.
Heck yeah. What's your name over there?
I can hear it.
You can hear it.
I can hear it.
What's your name, little man?
Hank.
Hank.
I hear you.
And what's your name?
Sawyer.
So what's your daddy's name?
Daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
Yeah, Daddy.
Now, is Daddy a crazy boy or what?
I can hear myself.
Can you hear yourself?
He's a crazy boy, tell him right there.
Where'd the music go?
Where'd the music go, J-Bo?
Sawyer, is
play
your daddy
the music,
silly?
Dude.
What?
Is your daddy silly?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. God, wait a minute. Hank says he's silly.
Sometimes he is.
So what's the silliest thing that Timothy Wheatley does at home that makes y'all laugh so hard?
He tickles us.
He tickles you. What about you,
Wait,
Hank? What's he do
everyone
to you?
Hear this?
Everybody in the whole wide world will hear this, Sawyer.
How?
Because it'll go and travel everywhere. And everybody's going to be saying, who is that superstar, Sawyer?
What?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No. If they could only see that tooth missing.
Yeah.
Hey, can you tell them who you met out here on the patio at Rosewood a few months ago?
It was Iron Man. Yes, Tony Stark.
Say it loud. Say
we saw Tony Stark.
Who was it?
Tony Stark.
Speak clearly, bud.
Tony Stark?
Yeah.
Tony Stark.
Stark.
Iron Man.
You met
you
Iron Man?
You got to be kidding me.
He was here?
Yes.
Did you get your picture made with him?
No.
He didn't have a suit on?
No, but we took a picture of him. We didn't know who that was until we noticed that it looked like...
Yeah, because we came over there.
He looked exactly like that.
And he told us he was...
I mean...
No way.
Just like the movie.
Is he cooler than your daddy?
These two dudes. I'll tell you who's cooler than Timothy. These two little dudes right here, man.
Hey, who's cooler, the Iron Man or your daddy?
Iron Man.
That's like a piercing.
Oh, man.
That's like a piercing feeling there.
Go back inside.
Give me five, man. I'll see you later, okay? We'll see you later, Gator.
Thanks for coming by. I'm going to stay out here.
Tell everybody bye.
Sawyer, thanks for coming.
Sawyer, man,
bro.
I love your hair. I can only dream of having hair like that, like you and your brother Hank.
Good stuff.
Can you say bye-bye?
Bye.
All right, good stuff. So we're hanging out at Rosewood Bar and Grill. Timothy Wheatley. My man Dennis is hanging out enjoying the bourbon.
Babel Head is delicious.
You see, how can you throw crap like that out, Dennis? I just don't understand, J-Bo.
I would never throw this out.
Look, I'm going to leave the bottle with you. You can have it.
Deal.
You can have it. I'm not taking that back home.
Oh, man.
Well, that was fun.
Hey, we got some good dirt on you there. You know, you're not as cool as Iron Man. And look, man, they're already eating again. So, goodness gracious.
So you married a good Marion County girl, is that correct?
Yeah, well, she was born and raised here. Her parents are not originally from Marion County, so they're...
So she's Marion County with a little sophistication.
Yeah, well, you know, a little West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky.
I got you. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Timothy, with you being out here on the golf course all the time, do you ever get a round of golf in?
Man, I actually had a ridiculous kitchen injury last June. So I haven't played much golf. I cut my hand pretty bad.
I don't know.
And I haven't played out here in probably 2 years. I get free golf, but
right.
I don't take advantage of it.
I've
played the country club a couple times. I've played in Florida, Land Between the Lakes, but Rosewood, when I'm here, I'm working.
You're working.
Much, yeah, or That's drinking it. Bourbon.
So I'm going to ask you a question about the owner of this place. Owner of the golf course, Mr. Goldie himself. All right. Mm-hmm. Do you know his official nickname that all of his buddies call him? And when he's, you know, at a UK game and, you know, everybody's yelling his name, do you know what they call him?
Man.
It's a good one. I mean, it fits him. Once I say it, you're going to be like.
You're talking about Mike Goldie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, I love Mike Goldie more than anybody. He's one of my top tier favorite people. But he has the best nickname ever. Do you know what it is?
I'm not saying anything.
I honestly,
it's monkey ass.
Monkey
ass. Have you never heard that?
As I have heard that. I couldn't figure it
as
out.
As Hank walks up.
Yeah, yeah.
As
Hank. Sorry, Hank. But anyways, but yeah. So next time you see him, anybody out there that's listening, if you see him out and about, you can call him that.
How would you know this snippet of information?
Because he's one of my favorite people in the world, man. I've known him. You know the stage in the back room here for your party room? Okay, he built that for me in my DJ service because
perfect.
I need a stage. So he hooked me up.
And, is that right?
Yeah, me, Mike and I are like this, man.
Never knew that information.
Monkey ass is the man.
Monkey ass. I would say monkey grass or something.
No, it's monkey ass. That's a nickname for somebody else, I guess. Monkey grass.
Yeah.
But yeah. So if you see him out and about, he will answer. I promise you.
So we've learned a lot about you, Timothy. You know, I could do a synopsis, but I'm not. But all the things that we talked about. Obviously, some pretty cool stuff. But give me a couple things that when people say, you know, that Timothy guy at Rosewood, man, he runs a hell of a restaurant. But I didn't know he blank about you.
Man.
I didn't know he. So what is something that people would be like, I didn't know he skydived over the Atlantic Ocean.
I wish I did. Well, I mean, we've kind of covered some of the, you know, I would say plays the trumpet, but we talked about that already.
Yeah, you got some guys that are
three
kids. You know, you're a basketball guy. Like here's what I would say about J-Bo. I would say that J-Bo is a cool dude. He's got a popular podcast. He does a great job emceeing. I didn't know he liked to dress up like Cupid and do plays.
I didn't
and shoot like arrows, fake arrows into people. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
You know, Dennis, if I knew you, I would say make up. I could make up something. But what it would be something that somebody or say about you? Like, you know, I didn't know Timothy was like. I don't know. It could be something like simple, like I love tequila. Or I collect.
I'm a bourbon guy.
Yeah.
It's pretty fitting that we're on this podcast.
Yeah,
it's
awesome, man.
I'm an avid bourbon drinker.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. How many bourbons do you have here?
We probably have 60 to 70 on the shelf here, which is, I mean, we're in bourbon country.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of places
that
have well more than that. So we're just my bartender fusses at me because
what's his name?
Or Nick. Nick.
Good old Nick.
I try to get him out here, but he's busy. He won't come out. But he fusses at me every time I order a new bourbon. He's like, we don't have room for this, but we find room. We always
look,
do.
If it was a craft beer, he would find place for
right,
it,
right?
Right. Come on, Nick. You just don't drink bourbon. That's the problem.
You know, another thing about people that probably don't know about Jeremy is he's now officially a tattoo guy.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
He's now officially a tattoo guy.
Got it, man.
Right. Yeah, great big headphones and microphone. Yeah. You a tat guy? I know you got nice hair and a beard, but are you a tat guy?
I am not. I actually want to get a tattoo at some point, but I want it to have some
meaning.
Relevance like yours. My wife has several, but, you know, and we've talked about it. Eventually, I probably will get one. It has something to do with my kids.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe the restaurant as well. Oh, maybe, man. Dennis.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice,
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
That is so cool. Well, man, I'll tell you what. It's been so cool hanging out. And I do sincerely mean, on the Bourbon Trail, especially in there's a lot of great restaurants. You know this.
Yes,
on definitely. The Bourbon Trail. And Marion County, dude, you're killing it. You're killing it right here at Rosewood. Don't you think, J-Bo?
I think so. I think you're hitting it right. I mean, it's not too fancy. It's not, you know, hot dogs.
You can bring the family.
Yeah,
you can bring,
but you got
everything. You can bring your wife out for a nice dinner away from the kids. I mean, it's really everything, right?
Yeah. If you could just take the cuisine part off of it. Look, I had to think about it first.
If you ever start a restaurant, J-Bo, make sure you do not use that word in it.
It's going to say grub.
There you go.
Jeremy's grub. That's all I got for you.
Dennis is looking like, what the hell are you talking about?
Dude,
he can't pronounce that word.
Cuisine wouldn't come out.
Yeah.
It sounded good to me.
No, it was says, perfect that time. Yeah, yeah. It was perfect.
He
was
says awful. It like the rum, right?
Cruising. Yeah.
It was an epic fail the yeah. first time I
And then
tried.
He had Timothy and I couldn't even say the damn word. I mean, and here's this dude is like a successful restauranter.
Yes.
Restauranter.
So his speech is contagious.
Yeah, it
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to be.
100%.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But, man, I tell you what, all-time favorite restaurant for me right here in Marion County, right
you.
Off the Bourbon Trail.
It.
You know, we love all restaurants, but everybody's got to have a favorite, and this is by far. I love coming out here. And it's not just restaurants, you, man. I've always been a fan of you and
Thank
your
you.
Family.
Appreciate it.
The only downfall with you personally is David Wheatley, your cousin.
Oh, man.
And
we knew this was going to come up.
Everyone has that cousin, you know.
Everybody has that cousin.
What was it on the Chevy Chase movie? You remember that? What was that dude on the Christmas Vacation? You remember
Cousin
the,
Eddie.
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin
Eddie. So he's your Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, that's him.
That is funny.
Him to a T, man.
That is so funny.
Oh, my goodness. So I apologize for, you know, bringing his name up, but you know he is my man. So yeah. He's my one of my best friends. But
nah, he's a good dude.
Sorry,
sure.
He ended up being your cousin. So, gosh, it's tough.
Now I gotta tell you, just to compliment you as we come to the end of the show. But you know, dude, you talked about Mike Godey and that you know that you always had a dream to kind of maybe some point be a restaurant guy. And then Mike comes to you, and you know how easy it would be for probably 9 out of 10 people is they would walk away, and they wouldn't take that first step, dude. And you took that first step. And so, man, that's the hardest step. And here you are 8 years later and doing what you love. Kudos to you, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm blessed to be here, honestly. Like, I'm blessed to have the opportunity, and we're just trying to make the most of it so it can only go up from here. We got Dennis on board now, so... we'll look forward
Dennis,
to
man, expectation, baby. Yeah,
for sure.
That's it. It's 520 Fairway Drive, Lebanon, Kentucky. Do you have a website or Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, and we're working on a website. We're actually having the works a new point-of-sale system that we're implementing, hopefully by the beginning of November.
Okay.
And we'll have some online ordering. That I mean, we don't have any of that now. We just do call-in orders, curbside pickup, so we'll have online ordering hopefully in the next couple weeks.
Awesome, guys. If you haven't been here, it's time. Thanks for being on our podcast, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff there. That will do it for Two Shots and a Barrel. It's been a pleasure hanging out. Thanks for the grub, guys. It was fantastic.
Yes,
it wasn't the special, but I got to tell you, man, if the special is any better than what I had tonight, I'm in for a sweet, sweet surprise. Good stuff, Rosewood Bar and Grill. Make sure when you are in Bourbon Country, you go see our friends at Rosewood Bar and Grill. Absolutely. If you're in the business of golf, you're going to want to stop by and get some fantastic food right here at Rosewood Bar and Grill. So that's going to do it for our show tonight. For J-Bo, I'm Jimbo, Timothy Wheatley, Dennis, my man. Until next time, we'll see you on Two Shots on a Barrel.